Seminario en línea. Escuela de Administración Pública de Castilla y León.
Muy buenas tardes. Os damos la bienvenida a este seminario en línea organizado por la ECLAB, la Escuela de Administración Pública de Castilla y León. Y bueno, hoy vamos a hablar y aprender la importancia de los distintos tipos de cuantos. Vamos a ver en este seminario pues esas diferencias y sobre todo también pues cómo debemos utilizar unos u otros en cada caso, ¿no? Y tenemos la suerte de contar y le damos la bienvenida después del veranito que todavía no le habíamos visto a Brian. Él es formador en inglés y sobre todo que nos hace las clases muy amenas, ¿verdad? Hola Brian, ¿qué tal estás?
Gracias, Izzy. Me alegro estar aquí de vuelta. Es un placer estar aquí con vosotros. A ver. Creo que ahora ves
ahora
mi pantalla.
Sí,
ahora está
perfecto.
Bien. Muy bien. Bueno, pues here we are. We are back in action. Welcome back. I don't know if this is your first time or if you have been with us before. No sé si es la primera vez o ya vuelves y estás aquí como la rutina ya un poco perdida, pero ya vamos a volver a la rutina buena. So we're here in a very, very interesting opportunity. This is your opportunity, of course, to do something that many people are not doing. Esta es una oportunidad de hacer algo que mucha gente no hace. Y eso es mejorar tu oportunidades de inglés. And this is a good moment to be in. All right. I am very happy to be back. Me alegro mucho haber vuelto aquí. To be with you, I want to say welcome back. If you are at work still, I hope you are in a quiet place. If you're at home, I hope it's a quiet place so you will be able to focus. If you're driving or commuting, si estáis en el camino volviendo a algún sitio o viajando, pues espero que esté bien. Igual en un sitio más tranquilito, en la forma que podéis escuchar bien. All right, so we're here to try to help you. We have a new topic today. Now, I imagine that the summer has passed. Ya ha pasado el verano. Ha vuelto, ha ido volando el tiempo. Going by like the wind, flying by. And now that we're here at the beginning of the autumn, the fall, el otoño, right, we are at a point to say, okay, whew, I've had a good rest. I'm feeling renewed. My batteries have been recharged. Right? Estoy más fresco, tengo las pilas bien cargadas. Espero, I hope. And this is your chance to get back in action to improve your English. So I want to say thank you for being here. It's my pleasure. Again, my name is Brian Bowles, and we alternate a little bit with Laila. Laila was with you last week, and she will be with you next week, so we'll be alternating, and we're a bit of a team. So today, I have the privilege of helping you with the step-by-step process of your English. Now, I imagine, how long has it been? It has been a couple months. If you were with us before, how much did you miss us? Yeah, cuánto has echado de menos? Cuánto, yo creo que algo. A lo mejor estaba en la piscina de verdad, al lado de la piscina, pensando algún pensamiento en inglés. That could be. It could have been that you had some thoughts in English, thinking, I can't wait. No puedo esperar hasta volver a las clases. Bueno, y si no, don't worry. I don't feel offended. No me ofendes. So today we're here. We're going to look at how much and how many. How much, how many, the, and things that we can count or not count. As Ethi mentioned, we're going to explore looking at when we identify things that are plural and singular, what we can count and what we can't, and how to use how much and how many. There's many different expressions we have, and we do have some consistent things that I want to show you. So voy a enseñaros son algunas reglas, algunas pautas, y una forma de pensar un poco más claro con una cosa bastante básico. How much, how much, how many, how much. Y lo miramos antes del verano, algo parecido con los contables y los quantifiers, de cómo contar y cómo dar una cantidad a las cosas. Y vamos a seguir, pero hoy vamos a buscar más con preguntas. Las preguntas más básicas. Y estos son lo de how much y how many. También vamos a mirar a un video muy interesante que tiene que ver con powering the world. So we're going to give you some versatile vocabulary. We're going to focus on a lot of vocabulary. So I hope you're ready. If you have pen, paper, please get ready for notes. Let's dive in. All right. How much and how many? How much, how many? What is the difference? I should mention, as always, como siempre, en algún momento vamos a tener una oportunidad para participar. Entonces, son unas oportunidades de practicar. Es muy fácil. No hace falta ser perfecto en ninguna forma en el momento de dar las respuestas o intentar hacer una traducción. Entonces, quiero invitaros a participar en un poco más a lo largo del seminario. Okay. So, how much, how many? When we look at it, really we're looking at how much being cuánto, how many cuántos. So cuántos, how many hot air balloons, globos aerostáticos, right? How many hot air balloons, how many colors, how many people, how many passengers, anything that you can count is cuántos, how many. And how much air, how much joy. How much happiness? ¿Cuánta alegría? ¿Cuánto goza? ¿Cuánta aire? Estamos hablando de cosas que no realmente no se puede contar. Es igualito en español y inglés, pero hay algunas diferencias. Y vamos a mirar estas diferencias. Bueno, empezamos primero. How many we are talking about countable nouns? How many apples do we need? ¿Cuántas manzanas necesitamos? How many minutes are left? We can count minutes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes. How many millions of euros do we have? I have plenty. I don't know about you. And what about things we can't count, right? How much milk? ¿Cuánto de leche tenemos? How much time? ¿Tenemos mucho tiempo? ¿Nos queda si tenemos tiempo? How much money did the house cost? Or how much did the house cost? So if we're talking about things that we can count, it's going to be with identifiable, countable nouns. And if it's a little bit more abstract, un poco más abstracto, that is the uncountable. And we do have some things here. If we say how many people, we have some similarities here. Let's look at some more examples. How many people do we need? Cuánta gente, right? How much training? So how many people? No, it's how many people. One, we say people, many people. But how many people are there? There are people. We can count people in English. I'm going to remind you of this later. Voy a recordaros de cómo usamos y cómo hablamos de gente, porque eso es diferente. Training, formación, right? How much training is uncountable? How much training is needed for our people? Okay. Chairs, count. Easy to count. Las sillas. Podemos contar. How many chairs? How many chairs do we have? How much space do we have? El espacio. ¿Cuánto espacio tenemos? No se puede contar. Bueno, you could count possible spaces, but in general, it's a space that's uncountable. All right. So, and how about electricity? I know many people have been thinking about electricity lately. Estamos pensando todo en la energía. Entonces, vamos a hablar mucho de eso hoy. Estamos hablando de energía, la electricidad, la luz, como decís vosotros aquí en España, la luz, the electricity, es una cantidad que no se puede no se puede dar un cantidad exacto solo hablando de la electricidad, pero en los kilovatios, sí. How many kilowatts does it use? Do we use? All right. Some other very, very important things. If we're looking at countable nouns, I want you to pay attention because this is something very difficult, bastante difícil para mucha gente aquí en España. How many days are there in a year? How many glasses do we need? How many kilometers is it from here to the next town? Did you see? It's the S's. Yes, it's the S's. Las S's. No os olvidéis las S's. This is very, very important because when we're doing, when we're talking in countables, we have to talk in plurals. One, two, three. If I'm talking one chair, two chairs. I'm talking about one room, two rooms. If I'm talking about cars, one car, two cars, it's very basic, but that S many times is forgotten. Muchas veces la S se olvida al momento de pronunciarlo o a lo mejor no pensarlo. Entonces, es algo muy, muy importante. No olvidarte de la S, okay? And if we're looking at uncountable nouns, how much water does the plant need? How much coffee? In general, how much chicken should we buy? We can compare that. Let's look at how that compares to a countable version. It's possible with some nouns to have water in a general way, but then waters, maybe if you're at a restaurant. So, si estás en un restaurante, a lo mejor puede pedir dos aguas. Two waters. Oh, one water. No, make that two waters, please. But water in general is an uncountable. Coffee's similar. So chickens. One chicken is a real chicken. Maybe a chicken dish. But the chickens would be las gallinas that are on a farm, right? And chicken. I would like the chicken. Right, is the uncountable. So me gustaría comer pollo for chicken y gallinas o quizás las gallos, those roosters, maybe if you want to eat the male chicken. Now notice also again the S. How many waters, how many coffees, how many chickens? Don't forget your S's if you are counting. All right. Now of course we have some uncountables like coffee, rice, sugar, tomato, beer, tuna, advice. All of these over here as uncountable units or uncountable nouns, we can give, of course, a countable unit too. So we can have a packet of sugar, right? Un paquete de azúcar, right? A grain, un grano de arroz. Un grano de café, right? So you can have a packet of grain. So we get more specific putting a special unit to the uncountable things, right? A molecule of air. So you can say, I need two tomatoes, but we need tomato in our recipe. How much tomato? Well, two cans or tins of tomato, one can of beer, one can of tuna, right? So These things we can give a more specific unit, dividing unit words to. And one that's, you say in Espanol, you say unos consejos. For us, we say advice, and we say some advice or a piece of advice. Right, we'll look at these a little bit more as we go. So let's, in fact, look at some of the ones that we can use by using a very common unit indicator. So this is our specific amount, and this is our general amount. So you can ask a question, how much advice did they give you? ¿Cuánto consejo did they give you? You can say, well, also, how many pieces of advice? In English, unas piezas, or trocitos, if you want to think of it that way. Si quieres pensar en una pieza de consejo, eso es literalmente lo que decimos nosotros. So we have a piece of advice. So how much advice in general? But when we talk about it, we talk, yeah, I got a really good piece of advice from my accountant. How many pieces of luggage? In español dices cuántas maletas, and we don't say how many luggages in English. We say how many pieces of luggage are you carrying. If you go to the airport, they will say how many pieces of luggage. Si vas al aeropuerto, esa pregunta es muy común. How many pieces of furniture? Los muebles. Hay muchos muebles. En español puedes numerarlo y contarlo. In English, no. We say how much furniture, how many pieces of furniture as an individual unit. And also with evidence, pruebas. How much evidence did they provide? ¿Cuántas pruebas daron? How many pieces of evidence? Si estás pensando en muestra uno, muestra dos, muestra tres, the pieces of evidence, we would say, you know, the first piece of evidence we have here is the gun. The second piece of evidence is the knife. All right, so you can think of pieces as a very common indicator. Here are some more for the general amount and the specific amount. So we have how many loaves. What is a loaf? A loaf is una barra de pan, right? So you have a bread. We would say a loaf or a baguette of bread. Chocolate can be general, right? We need chocolate for our recipe. How much chocolate does the recipe ask for? ¿Cuánto chocolate pide la receta? But if we're talking about una tabla de chocolate, we say bar in English, so chocolate bars. How many bars of chocolate did the kids eat? Oh my gosh. That's why they're going ding, 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 ding. They're bouncing off the walls, rebotando de las paredes, escalando las paredes. Los niños, sí, comen demasiado chocolate. How many slices of ham, lonchas, right? De jamón o de pan. Right, so you can use slices. So how much ham, jamones, how many patas, cuántas patas de jamón. A lo mejor tienes mucho dinero y puedes contar en patas. All right. So with our how much and how many, also sometimes when we have an adjective, we don't really typically say the much or the many. So cuando usamos adjetivos, normalmente no usamos el much or many. Hablamos en otra cantidad que tenemos ya tenemos pensado. So, how old is she? ¿Cuántos años tiene? Right? She's no spring chicken. Es una forma de decir que no es tan jovencita. How big is the room? Right? ¿Qué tan grande es la habitación? ¿Qué tamaño es la habitación? Well, it's big enough for a party. Es suficientemente grande para la fiesta, right? How hungry are you? ¿Qué tan hambriento tienes? ¿Tienes mucha hambre o no? Right? I could eat a horse. I could eat a cow. Podría comerme una vaca. How strong is his accent? Right. How strong is the adjective? old, big, hungry, strong. Notice the adjectives. How strong, right? De qué cuánta fuerza tiene, right? Qué tan fuerte es su acento. Tenemos un acento en este caso. It's strong, es difícil, we say. Okay. All right. How about time? Time is a very, very common of talking about the quantity of time. It's important to see how we say it. And in English, we have some similar and different ways. Talking about time, I have a collection of expressions for you. So tengo ahora una colección de expresiones que son muy importantes, muy usados, muy, muy, muy comunes, muy, muy normal. So how much time do we have? ¿Cuánto tiempo tenemos? How many times did they go? ¿Cuántas veces? Right? This should be ¿cuántas veces? I just realized that the translation is not correct for this one, but how much time is cuánto tiempo? How many times is cuántas veces? ¿Cuántas veces? All right, es distinto. So vosotros tenéis la forma de tener dos palabras distintos, tiempo y veces. And for us, we will make it singular and plural. ¿Cuánto tiempo? ¿Cuántas veces? The cuántas veces, how many times. So that's where we put the plural. How much time do we have? How many times repeated is the veces. Okay. How about this one? How many minutes are left? Right, left. Or maybe for you, right, left. Same word as la izquierda. But in this way, we say cuántos minutos quedan. ¿Cuántos minutos quedan? All right. How frequently do you go? ¿Con qué frecuencia vas? All right. So how frequently, or more commonly, how often do you go? How often? How often? Okay. How fast did she run the race? Okay. Tan rápido corrió la carrera. All right. So some different expressions. How much time? One here with an adjective. How fast? All right. Let's look at some more. We can use here, if we're talking about early or late in the day, how early did you get up in the morning, right? ¿Qué tan temprano te levantaste? Right? Did you get up early in the morning? How late did you stay up? Right? How late did you stay up? So to get up is when you wake, cuando te levantas, when you get up, or cuando te despiertas, when you wake up. But to stay up is quedar, or quedarte despierto. So when you're staying awake, estás manteniéndote como en un modo de estar despierto, y así no estás durmiendo, estás esperando, o no, si no puedes o no quieres dormir hasta más tarde. So you stay awake. You stay awake. How many years has it been? ¿Cuántos años han pasado? Puf, ¿cuántos años han pasado? ¿Cuánto tiempo hace? As another way you could say that. Here, the next one, how old are you? How old are you? Eso es diferente que español. ¿Cuántos años tienes? For us, we don't say, how many years do you have? We say, how many years are you? Nope, we say, how old are you? ¿Cuántos años tienes? How old are you? And another one here, how long did the match last? Last, parece que como a lo mejor el último, the last one. But in this case, last means durar. And so, ¿cuánto duró el partido? ¿Cuánto duró el partido? So we use last, a little bit strange, a little bit like the left, how much se queda, o cuánto queda, and how much or how long did the match last? Now notice, fijados en the long, because this is the next thing we are going to look at. Long. This is one of the most common, the most frequent ways we talk about time. How long? How long? How long? Long is the length, right? Largura, okay, de algo. Pero también es la largura en el concepto del tiempo. Entonces usamos long. Es algo muy común para nosotros, muy, muy habitual. How long does it take? ¿Cuánto tiempo se tarda? ¿O cuánto tiempo tarda? How long does it take you? How long does it take us? How long is the song? ¿Cuánto dura la canción? So, ¿cuánto dura? ¿Cuánto tarda? We use it for both. How long did it last? ¿Cuánto duró? How long has it been? ¿Cuánto tiempo hace? ¿Cuánto tiempo ha pasado? We looked at that one. ¿Cuánto tiempo ha estado sucediendo esto? How long has this been happening? Whew, this may be a little bit high level for some of you. Quizás es un nivel un poco más alto. How long has this been happening? So happening, sucediendo. Has been, ha estado. How long has this been happening? So, ¿cuánto tiempo ha estado sucediendo esto? So, we have some new expressions, and how long is a very common one. So, I want you to feel comfortable. Quiero que sentís cómodos con esta idea de how long. How long? Okay. Confusion and errors, there's always a few. I'm not going to talk about many, but a few reminders. We have one person, two people. One child, two children. Okay. However, one fish, two fish. One sheep, two sheep. One shrimp, two shrimp. So we don't change that with everything there. But two people, two, three, four children. All right. So as a reminder. Now, la gente is how you say it in Spanish. But we say the people are, not the people is. Okay? Similarly, relacionado, how many people are there? How many people are in the meeting? Not how much people. All right? Not how much people is. So, the reminder for how in English, como pensamos nosotros en inglés, como la gente. How many of you are there? Esta pregunta es ¿cuántos sois? ¿Cuántos sois? Typically what happens, you say, how many are you? ¿Cuántos sois? Pero en inglés, how are you suena como ¿cuántos años tienes o cuántos años tenés? So we don't say how many are you typically. We say how many, cuántos de vosotros hay. Suena muy raro, pero literalmente es como lo decimos. Donde puedes tener una idea, pero how many of you, how many of us, how many of them, how many of the files are there? How many of us are there? How many of them are there? How many of you are there? So, puedes empezar con pensar en una forma diferente, practicar estas combinaciones, estas frases, para evitar los errores comunes. All right? Okay, and a couple other things to mention. Be careful that we have, of course, how many jobs, cuántos trabajos ha tenido, but how much work, cuánto trabajo, right, does he have? So, how much work is el trabajo que hace? Los trabajos son cuando se contratan o cuando se despiden o se va. So, if you count the jobs, it's my first job was helping at a restaurant. My second job, working for the reception. My third job, I began working in human relations. So you count your jobs. But my work, the work I do now is a publicist. The work I do now is, and I'm in accounting. So, ¿puedes hablar del trabajo en general? o de trabajo específicamente con una empresa. Con una empresa, sé de que lo que puedes contar, eso va a ser how many jobs. Okay, times, we talked about this already. How many times did it happen? ¿Cuántas veces sucedió? How much time, cuánto tiempo, did they need, necesitaron? Okay, so I'm looking at these to try to remember. All right, vamos a hacer algunas preguntas aquí. Vamos para trabajar con el tiempo. Tenemos oportunidades ahora para cualquier persona, si quieres ayudarme. Vamos a intentar hacer estos rapiditos en lo que tenemos, pero con participación también vamos algunas veces más despacitos. Entonces, por mi parte, no hay ningún problema si alguien quiere ayudarme. Entonces, si tenemos voluntarios por ahí, ahora es el momento. Y si no hay, vamos a seguir aprendiendo igual. Vamos adelante igual. Y tenemos primero un ejercicio así de elegir entre algunos adjetivos, unas palabras que tenemos aquí. Y vamos a ponerlos en una forma muy, muy parecida. Y tenemos también la oportunidad de aprender una información interesante, si no lo sabes. Vamos a aprovechar a hacer dos cosas a la vez con algunos de estos ejercicios. Vamos a aprender la edad de Angela Merkel, si no lo sabes. The tallest building in the world, right? Si no lo sabes. Okay, so vamos a ver. Si hay un voluntario, me lo dices, Izzy. So we have, I'm going to look, as we're going, as I'm waiting, if Izzy has a volunteer.
Ryan, es que estaba subiendo el archivo del ejercicio y se ha quedado ahí pilladillo, pero ya lo he subido por si alguien no lo tenía a mano, ¿vale? Tengo por aquí a Cristina, que Cristina. Tenemos aquí la mano levantada. Vamos a aquí activarle el micro y fantastic, así fantastic. A ver si la escuchamos. Hola, right. Cristina, ¿qué tal estás? Ahora.
Hello, Cristina. How are you, Cristina? Cristina, can you hear me?
Fine. I don't know if you can hear me or not.
I can now. Yep. Now I can hear you crystal clear. So where are you connecting from?
I'm connecting from Valladolid.
Valladolid. But most everybody is in Valladolid, which makes a lot of sense. But again, say hello to Valladolid from me and my family. So Valladolid is where my wife grew up. So for anybody who doesn't know. So Cristina, thank you for helping. Would you like to take a shot at this? Take a shot at disparar. Would you like to take a shot and to simply, with these questions, guess what the correct word is? In this case, they're all adjectives, all right, for these questions. So we have...
For the first one, how old is Angela Merkel?
Okay, very good. Es una pista que ya os he dado. But yeah, how old is Angela Merkel? That's great. Perfect. Next. Number two.
How tall is the tallest building?
Okay, very good. These aren't the most difficult. So you started with the easy ones, okay? Good. Continue.
How few is it on Mars?
How few? So what is few?
Poco.
Yeah. So few. You know what? I just realized. I think this is a mistake. The few should not be here. Okay. Well, the few should not be here. We're going to eliminate the few.
Because I didn't know how to put it instead of the third one.
So we are going to see what should be here instead in a moment. So let's do the others, okay? So because it will replace what should be here for a few with the question that you were asking. So how is it on Mars? All right, let's do number four.
How hot is in Arizona?
Yeah, how hot is it in Arizona? So we say in the state, on the planet. Okay. All right, next.
How expensive is the most expensive wine in Spain?
How expensive is the most expensive wine in Spain? Very good. So how expensive? That one is not, again, not, these aren't the most difficult ones, but we're just getting warmed up. So number six, go ahead.
How annoying are people who aren't good listeners?
Okay. All right. So if you know the word annoying, right? Annoying is la molestia, right? Cuando molesta. So being annoying is that, yeah, it really bothers me when you talk to somebody and they don't listen. So, all right, that can be something unpleasant. So the last one, can you imagine, if I tell you if it's the opposite of hot, then the answer would be how cold is it on Mars? Okay, so now if I go back here, like, if before I show you the answers, okay, maybe you saw them, but if you had to guess on the answers here, what would you say? You can give approximations. So Angela Merkel, how old is she?
I don't really know, but I suppose about 65 or 67.
Ooh, I don't know. Ooh, very. In fact, she's 67. Very good. Very good. How about the tallest building in the world?
I have no idea. 250 meters.
Not quite. All right, but hang on to that thought. All right. how cold is it on Mars?
I have no idea at all. I won't guess.
All right. It's really cold, but there's in the equator of Mars on the sunny side, it actually is not too bad. So now I understand why they're thinking about putting people on Mars. How about Arizona in terms of heat? Similar to Sevilla here.
Maybe so, 45 degrees.
Very, very good. All right. How about the most expensive wine in Spain? This was very interesting.
I think it's from Valladolid, and I think it could be 1,000 or something like that.
Ooh, Valladolid is now that was in the old times. Things have changed and progressed in other lesser known places in Spain. We will find out in a moment. How annoying are people who aren't good listeners? There's no one answer for this. So, all right, let's look here. So Angela Merkel indeed is 67 years old. The Burj Khalifa is the building. It's in Dubai. It's 828 meters, which is 2,700 feet. Over 2,700 feet. How cold is it on Mars? Highs of up to 20 degrees Celsius. That kind of surprised me. Mm-hmm. And low of minus 153. So, whew, little chilly down there. In Arizona, 45 degrees or hotter, of course, during the summer. How expensive? Now, this is as of 2019. I was very surprised myself. Aurum Red from an area called, the Las Pedroneras in Cuenca, 25,000 euros. So now I had heard of the expensive wines, of course, in Ribera del Duero. So this was surprising for me too. So, all right. Okay. Christina, since I have you here, would you like to have your second opportunity? All right. Okay. Here we're working with often. All of these examples have often, and we're just simply choosing the word here. It could be a verb. It could be the noun. It could be, a different type. Okay, I think we have a preposition here. So this one is a little bit different, but we have how often, how often, how often. My goal with this is for people listening to realize how often we say how often. And you can pronounce it with the T or not with the T. So how often, fast, how often, is slower. Okay, Christina, go ahead and let's try number seven.
Okay, how often do you call your mother?
Mm-hmm. Good.
How often do you work out?
Aha, very good. So we don't say how often do you practice sport. We don't say that. We say how often do you work out? How often do you exercise? All right, good. Number nine.
How often do you eat out?
Yes, and eating out as compared to eating at your home. All right, so very good. So how often do you eat out? Good, good. You're 3 for 3. You're perfect. Number 10.
How often does your partner read?
Mm-hmm. So now I put two words here. Partner, most people know. Partner is the other person. Spouse implies if you're married. So it's a bit of an older word. Partner, we don't know if you're married or not. It's not important. So spouse, if you're married. Partner, if it's not clear, your partner could be somebody who you live with, but you're not married to. So that's why I put both words there. So yeah, how often? And again, it was how often?
How often does?
Does, yeah, good, good, good. Does your spouse or does your partner read? Good, fantastic. 4 for 4, number 11.
How often does your partner tell you she or he loves you?
Good, yeah. How often does your partner tell you he or she loves you? So tell you, excellent. Tell you, not say you. No, it's not say you, but how often do they tell you? Good, and the last one, by process of elimination.
How often is there a blue moon?
How often is there a blue moon? Now, I have to ask you, do you know what a blue moon is?
I think it to be sad or to be depressed or...
Because of the blue. Good reasoning, but no, incorrect. No. a blue moon refers to within the same calendar year that there is, or it could be in the same month, potentially, that there is a full moon. So which is, well, not within the calendar year, but within the same month that there is a full moon. And based on the lunar calendar, it is shorter than the solar calendar. And so when you have two full moons in the same calendar month, it is called a blue moon. So it doesn't happen very often. In fact, it only happens every 2 to 3 years. So we actually have an expression that we say once in a blue moon, meaning every now and then, but no muy frecuentemente, but you know, de vez en cuando, pero muy de no es muy frecuente. Okay. So other ones, yeah, do you call your mother once a week, once a month, once a day? Some people. 2 to 3 times. I think the average probably people work out 2 to 3 times a week. Others maybe 2 to 3 times a month, and others 2 to 3 times a year. how often do you eat out? Maybe a couple times a month, a few times a month, right? And how much does your partner read? I don't know. And how many times your partner tells you he or she loves you? I don't know. I hope it's a lot. All right. So, okay. Well, very good, Christina. Thank you so very much. Why don't I? I'll keep you on, Christina. Since you're doing so great, this is the very last one for this exercise. Yeah. So, you get one more chance to mark perfection.
Okay.
All right. These are different, again, combinations. We have how long, how many. So we have some different versions here, and again, an assortment of words. So go ahead.
How long does it take you to get to work in the morning?
Okay, good. Excellent. That is correct. How long does it take you to get to work, meaning to arrive to work? All right. So good, good. Number 14.
How many times a month do you get together with friends?
How many times a month? Do you get together friends? Yeah, so how many times, cuantas veces, very good. How many times a month do you get together with friends? Getting together is, right, juntarse, right, with your friends. Good. Number 15.
How many minutes are left in the seminar? I'm not really sure. That's correct.
Good.
Okay.
How many minutes are left in the seminar? Officially, 51 minutes are left in the seminar. All right? So, yeah. So, we use how many are left. Yeah. ¿Cuántos minutos quedan? Good. Fantastic. You are 3 for 3. Number 16.
How long has it been since your last look at your phone?
I'm curious to know. When was the last time you looked at your phone?
No more than 5, maybe.
I knew it. I knew it had to be under 5 minutes. We have a new habit. It's a new addiction around the world, of course. Okay. Number 17.
How long did World War II last?
Last, yeah. How long did World War II last? ¿Cuánto duró? Okay, very good. And the last one.
How long have you been learning English?
Good. And out of curiosity, how long have you been learning English actively?
Years and years.
All right.
I don't think I will finish at all. Never.
Never. Well, you've done a really good job so far. And in this exercise, which was a bit of an easier one, but you have done fantastic. So thank you. Thank you so much, Christina. Thanks for the effort and being a good volunteer. So keep up the good work. All right.
Okay. I will do it.
All right. Thank you, Christina. Bye bye.
Gracias, Christina.
Fantastic, muy bien. It's great having helpful people. And so to answer some of these, yeah, it takes me. We get togethers, que quedar con amigos, bueno, juntarse, pero que quedar. There were 51 minutes. It has been only 5 minutes since I looked at my phone. Lasted about 5 years, right? World War II. I have been learning English for. So es para ver un poco las estructuras más en la pregunta. Estamos mirando todo este tiempo más en como how many, how much en las preguntas. Pero en este caso, las respuestas también, it takes me, we get together, it has been only, there are minutes left, it lasted 5 years, I have been, I say I have been learning, of course the British and Canadian say I have been learning, so either one of those ways of pronouncing it is acceptable, right? So, espero que estés... Bueno, calibrando, recalibrando con esas expresiones que al principio no parecen tan difícil, pero en algunos momentos te pillan, te sorprenden. Okay, so, all right. We have, I'm going to do this one in interest of time. We're going to do this one as you are a viewing audience, okay? So, I have here matching the question with the answers to the right. So, how many symphonies did Beethoven write? How long is a typical Beethoven symphony? Symphony. How much does the average elephant weigh? Right. How long do elephants typically live? Right. And this one here, how many miles are there in a kilometer? Okay, so how many symphonies? How long? How much? How long and how many? We've got a little bit of everything. And using your deciphering skills, looking at the answers over here, let's find out the answers. Take a moment. I'll give you just a minute. All right, this is for you to do at home. Es para hacer allí en tu sitio. Tú mismo y para ver cómo tenemos en la estructura y cómo tenemos también en las cosas que estamos preguntando. Right, we have 30 to 40 minutes, 9, 60 to 70 years, 1.6 kilometers, 0.62 miles, 4,000 kilograms to 6,000 kilograms. So I think you're going to probably do these pretty easily, pretty quickly. So let's take a look now. All right. How many symphonies did Beethoven write? Now, I don't know if you knew this before. I didn't. I thought he wrote many more. But the answer is E, which is 9. All right. How long is a typical symphony? Now, this explains it because you know, write 9 symphonies, but each one is 30 to 40 minutes long. Right? So how long is a typical symphony? 30 to 40 minutes long. Right? So we don't say how much time, we don't say how many minutes did the last one. You could say that, but how long is the typical symphony, and a typical one is 30 to 40 minutes. How much does an elephant weigh? So how much, cuánto pesa, right? Cuánta, in this, cuánto pesa un elefante, how much does the elephant weigh? And of course, the smaller ones, the Asian elephants, are around 4,000 kilograms, and the big African elephants are around 6,000 kilograms. So how long do elephants typically live? Yeah, pretty long, 60 to 70 years. So how long do they live? And how many miles are there in a kilometer? There are how many miles? 0.62 miles. Now, this next one, I realize we have one answer that goes with the next set of questions. So 1.6 kilometers is going to go over here. Wait, no, never mind. That was an additional one. So this is 1.6. There's 1.6 kilometers in a mile. So it's the kind of the combination. How many miles in a kilometer? How many kilometers in a mile? There's 1.6 kilometers in a mile. So, okay. All right. We have some more here. We have some translations. If there is another brave volunteer, it's my opportunity to ask you, come on and let's try this. We have a set of 6 translation sentences, I think, so we can do them in parts. Translation is more difficult, so para hacer una traducción es un poco más difícil, y quería hacerlo para tener el contexto en todo, con las mismas estructuras, okay? So cuánto y cuánta, all right? So this is one of the things I have to remember, cuánta sangre, la sangre, cuánto tiempo, el tiempo. Esto para mí son las matices de vuestra idioma. So no tienes que ser perfecto, eso es lo bueno. Okay, who wants to help? Any volunteers? Ethi, do we have anybody? ¿Tenemos a alguien?
Sí, hoy vamos, se nos han animado un montón. Vamos aquí a activarle el sonido a Guadalupe. Ahí la tenemos.
Guadalupe.
Si Guadalupe puede también pulsar ahí en su micro.
Hello, Guadalupe, are you there?
A ver si puedes, Guadalupe, pulsar ahí en el simbolito ese del micrófono. A ver si se te activa. No, parece que no tiene micro. Bueno, no pasa nada. Vamos por aquí, que tengo más voluntarios.
¿Alguien más?
A José Ángel. Vamos aquí a activarle el audio. Hola, José Ángel.
José Ángel.
A ver si puedes pulsar ahí en tu micro. Vamos a ver el icono del micrófono.
El icono del micrófono es lo que a ellos, lo mismo que a mí. Me costaba al principio encontrar ese botoncito. Entonces,
sí,
no...
ahí justo debajo de la flecha esa blanca con el fondito en naranja. A ver.
No os preocupéis, no. Si no sale la primera vez, intento de nuevo.
Bueno, vamos a por otro que aquí por aquí tenía más manitas levantadas. Vamos a ver. Pa, 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 pam. A ver. José Ángel, a ver si puedes activar tu ahí el micro. Bueno, no vamos a tener suerte esta tarde.
Bueno, a ver.
Vamos a ver si alguien más.
Mira, tengo...
A Elena, vamos a activarle el micro a Elena. Hola, Elena. Ahora.
Hola. Ahora, Elena. Are you there, Elena? ¿Estás?
Bueno, veo el micro ahora en verde, pero no la escucho.
Iba a decir que en algunos casos a lo mejor tienen que elegir y seleccionar el micrófono con el sistema, que alguna vez conecta con el webcam, otra vez con el micro, si tienes los auriculares o los casquillos.
Sí, dice que lo he desbloqueado, pero nada. Bueno,
vale.
Pues Elena, a ver si te deja elegir ahí donde el audio, el micrófono, si tienes varios ahí conectados, a ver si te deja coger uno que sí que te escuche.
Prueba los uno por uno. Bueno, tenemos aquí.
Espera, muchas gracias, Elena. Lo siento ahí que no puedas aquí en el. Mira, tengo a Blanca. Vamos aquí.
A Blanca.
A Blanca. A ver. Hola, Blanca. A ver
Hello,
si puedes
Blanca.
También.
Hola.
Blanca,
hola.
Hola.
Buenas tardes.
Pensé
que no podía hacer esto porque estoy aquí con el teléfono como puedo. Me he quedado sin línea de internet y bueno.
Nada, con el teléfono así como una tostada, ¿no? Es
sí.
Como se lleva ahora. Escuchaba bien.
Tienes así con el teléfono de móvil, pues espero que aguante bien. Bueno,
sí, es,
hello Blanca.
Vale.
Hello Blanca. How long has it been, Blanca?
A long time, long time.
Long time, long time. Very good. Great to hear your voice again. And as always, thanks for volunteering. So I hope you had a good summer. Hope that you had.
Well, I haven't had holidays because I want to travel to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And my holidays are in November.
In November, I would say that's a good date because they have just, of course, opened they're dropping some of the travel restrictions. So the timing sounds like it's perfect timing.
Okay.
So great. I'm hoping to go back to the United States in December. So at the end of December, around Christmas time. So it's good to hear that, yes, the restrictions have been
yes.
Lowered, at least. We'll see. Keeping our fingers crossed. So, okay. Blanca, fantastic. Let's give these a try. Let's give these a shot. So as you can see, ¿cuánto mide la serpiente más larga del mundo? Tenemos mucha trivia hoy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We've got good trivia questions.
Okay. How tall is the tallest snake of the world?
All right. Tall if a snake could stand. Si pudiera estar de pie, un serpiente sería tall. But?
So how?
How? The same expression as the
yes.
as in the next translation.
Wade.
Wide? No. So más larga.
Large.
Más larga.
How large?
Would be más grande. Que mide más grande. So large
big.
Would
how
be.
Big. How big? It's
casi,
the biggest.
Casi. Nope. You are so close. Let's come back to this one. We will come back to this one, okay? Let's try number two. This could be a clue for you.
Okay. How long does it take to fly from Madrid to Auckland?
All right. Excellent. That is perfect. How long does it take to fly from Madrid to Auckland? Now go back and do number one.
Number one.
How long?
How long? How long?
Yes.
How long is the longest snake of the world?
There you go. How long is the longest snake in the world? Yep. So how long for the physical length, and how long does it take to fly from Madrid to Auckland? So the how long serves both meanings, okay? Both mm-hmm. purposes. So for us, we use how long for both things, okay? There you go. Well done. All right, number three.
Number three. How much blood does a person have?
Okay, good. How much blood does a person have? Yeah, fantastic. Now, excellent job on the translations now that we have them. What do you think the answers are? Any guesses?
How long? Sorry. How much blood?
How much blood?
5 liters.
Ah, very good, very good. That is correct. Okay, good. 5 liters that we have. Okay, how about number two?
I have studied.
Did you study in medical school or nursing school or
in nursing school? Auxiliar school.
Ah, you're a nurse's aide. Fantastic. That's not everybody knows that. Okay, how about the time for the flight? How long does it take?
10 hours. About 10 hours.
From Madrid to Auckland, you need to multiply that a little bit.
Where is Auckland? Is in the Auckland, United States?
No, Auckland no, as in New Zealand. New Zealand.
Ah, New Zealand. Oh, so then 24 hours, about around that hours. Yes.
It's slightly more than that, but yes. Yeah, it's a full day plus. Exactly. Okay. And then how about the longest snake? Any guesses?
Boof. Perhaps 3 or 4 meters.
I'm sorry to tell you that it's a little bit longer than that. Okay.
Oh.
So the reticulated. So we have, of course, the translation. So how long is the longest snake in the world? And it's the reticulated python.
It's very long. It's 6.25
meters. Wow. The anaconda also very long. So poof. Not a good snake to have as a pet. All right. Number two, 29 hours with one stop. Una escala, right? Mm. And 43 up to 43 if you have more stops, which is about the same. It takes 43 hours to drive across the U.S. So from coast to coast, U.S., 43 hours of driving. That's about 5 or 6 days of driving, so it's a long time.
Long time. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And the blood, you're absolutely right. So there are 4.5 to 5.5. So as you said, 5 liters of blood in our bodies. And this I thought was interesting. 30 to 40% more if you're pregnant. So all of our pregnant ladies, if we have pregnant ladies out there, you have more blood. So you have more mm-hmm. love. To give. So, all right. Let's continue on. So, Blanca, round number two. This is the second collection here of the translations. So, here we go. Number four. ¿Cuánto aire respiramos cada minuto?
How much air do we breathe every minute?
Okay, good. Good, 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 good. How much air do we breathe every minute? Good. Fantastic. Number five.
Number five. How much money does a gram of gold cost?
Good. Yeah, cost. Not cost. Cost would be la costa, but cost is how we pronounce for cuánto vale or cuánto cuesta. So you could say, how much does a gram of gold cost? Or you could say, how much is a gram of gold? In terms of vale, you could also say worth.
Worth.
Cuánto cuesta y cuánto vale, right? So it's kind of the same question. Okay, but great. Number six.
Number six. How many months has 28 days?
Yeah. How many months have?
How many months of the year?
How many months of the year exactly? Have, because it's months plural.
Have. Good. Have 28 years. 28 days.
All right. And your answers, what do you think? Number four, number five, number six?
Number six, only one. February.
All right. All right. Okay. Number.
Every. 12. Every month has 28.
You are clever in
others 20, others 30, others 31.
Very good. Very. That was a trick question, and you passed. So good. 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 All right. And how about the air we breathe every minute? I thought this was quite interesting also. And gold is worth a lot. So any guesses there?
In euros.
In euros, yeah.
Euros. I don't know. Perhaps 30 euros.
You're pretty close, actually. It's 48 euros a gram.
Huh? Okay. 48.
So to put that in, how much is a gram? Well, think of a kilo and do the multiplication. 48,000 euros for a kilo of gold. To give you a feel. So gold is quite expensive at the moment. 1,764 US dollars per ounce. So the it's a different weight of measurement. How much air do we breathe every minute? Up to 6 liters every minute. In terms of the spatial liters. So that's kind of interesting. And then well done, 12 months have at least 28 days. And of course February has only 28 days except for the fourth year out of every four. All right. So well done, Blanca. Really, really great to have you back and have you help. So thank you so, so much. And we'll let you go and have a nice rest of the seminar and evening. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you to you. Thanks to you.
All right. We'll see you or hear you again soon.
Okay.
All right. Gracias, Blanca. Thank you so much. Fantastic jobs.
Bye.
Super job. She knew the blood and the months. That was a tricky question. So okay, great guys. I have some quick error spotting here. But I'm going to leave this for you. This is an extra exercise I decided to put in here that you can get in your the document that I've sent along. So esto es como un ejercicio que sobra. Y lo que quiero hacer y para vosotros podéis ver los errores aquí solitos, pero quiero empezar ahora a hablar un poco del vídeo que tenemos. Y tenemos un vídeo que vamos a hablar del powering the world, okay? So, I have some vocabulary. We're going to look through this very quickly, as quickly as we can, and then we're going to listen to some of the audio clips and do some exercises there. We have about a half an hour left. So, here we go. General vocab. I'm going to just say them, voy a decirlos, y vosotros podéis mirar las traducciones, okay? A lo mejor llamo la atención a uno o dos, but no matter how, si no importa cómo, right? Coal is the same as carbón. To burn, quemar, heat, calor, right? Facilities, this is a bit of a false friend. It's not facilidades. Or faculties, tampoco, it's instalaciones, okay? To store, almacenar, spent fuel, combustible, gastado. Wind turbines, we use the word wind, you say eólicas, right? So turbines. Power source, say you wanted, supongamos que desea, say you wanted, right? To power. Alimentar, power de alimentar con energía, right? 10-watt light bulb, una bombilla de 10 vatios. Right? Watt and vatios. Chunk of land, un pedazo de tierra. Cafeteria tray, una bandeja de cafetería. Estáis teniendo, me imagino que tenéis la mente como, pero ¿de qué habla este video? Bueno, ya veremos. Okay, here are some how much and many expressions. It takes up, ocupa. Estamos hablando de cantidades. Estamos hablando de las cantidades y también mirando formas de medir con las palabras. So it takes up, ocupa. Coal requires, requiere. Power takes, also requiere. Needs, necesita. How much space, cuánto espacio. It would only take, solo se necesitaría, right? You might only need, es posible que, is the might. Es posible que es might. You'd need is you would need, necesitarías, right? Would take, tomaría, or ocuparía. So it could be either one there. There was a bit of a type over here, but the whole world, el mundo entero, the entire world. So both of them, the whole world or the entire world is the mundo entero. At least, por lo menos, 1,200 is one way to say 1,200, but many times we say 1,200. Okay, so 1,200 es muy común decirlo así. Almost four times as much, casi cuatro veces. At a minimum, como mínimo. At a little less, un poco menos, a little less. Roughly, approximately, about, approximadamente. So we have some different ways to say approximadamente. Okay, how about some other amounts and ways of saying this? So it depends on, depende de, up to, per square meter, at least, credit card size. El tamaño de una tarjeta de crédito. Yes. The size of, twice the size of, roughly half the size of. Okay? So some ways to measure things. And a little bit of pronunciation. Nuclear. He puesto aquí en inglés, no es español, nuclear. Right? Uranium. No es uranium, no es uranium. Fuel, fuel, this is a very difficult word for a lot of people to pronounce. Fuel. Renewable. Depends on is how we link that. Depends on. Right? No, depende de, depend of, no. Depend on, no, it depends. You need the S. You'd need is you would, so that you'd is there. Roughly, that G-H, rough. Watts, watts, and island, no S. Okay, so, Ethi, si podemos poner el primer video. Tenemos un video aquí que se llama How Much Land Does It Take to Power the World? Now, estamos, coincidimos con esto, este video que había visto antes, durante el verano, antes de cuando empezó a subir el precio de luz, de la luz. Entonces, es muy, es una casualidad en alguna forma que está subiendo los precios. Y vamos a hablar de esto, pero yo pensaba que iba a ser más oportuno de tener este asunto. Es un video que habla de cuánto de tierra hace falta para producir la energía del mundo. So how to power the world. Okay, and this is what we're going to look at. This is the first bit. You're going to listen and fill in these blanks, okay? So we have, you know, no matter how we make electricity, it, space, right? Electricity from coal, right? So these are the words I want you to try to listen to. Si habéis recibido y abierto el documento de los ejercicios, esto va a ser parte ahí, si quieres abrirlo y mirarlo mientras que escuchéis el vídeo. El vídeo es para mirar a la vez, es to see at the same time, porque tiene unos gráficos.
No matter how we make electricity, it takes up space. Electricity from coal requires mines and plants to burn it and convert the heat into electricity. Nuclear power takes uranium mines, facilities to refine the uranium, a reactor, and a place to store the spent fuel safely. Renewable energy needs wind turbines or solar panels. How much space depends on the power source? Say you wanted to power a 10-watt light bulb with fossil fuels like coal. Fossil fuels can produce up to 2,000 watts per square meter, so it would only take a credit card-sized chunk of land to power the light bulb. With nuclear power, you might only need an area about the size of the palms of your hands. With solar power, you need at least 0.3 square meters of land, twice the size of a cafeteria tray. Wind power would take roughly 7 square meters, about half the size of a parking space, to power the bulb. When you consider the space needed to power cities, countries, and the whole world, it adds up fast. Today, the world uses 3 trillion watts of electricity. To power the entire world with a...
Let's see how you did. Now, normally I would have a volunteer. Normalmente tendría un voluntario, pero con la parte logística y conectando, voy a pasar este con vuestro trabajo en casa o donde estáis y vamos a ver lo que tenemos aquí, a ver si habéis acertado bien. Okay, so no matter how we make electricity, it takes up space, right? And we're going to try to do that for the rest of it, or I will show you the answers here in a moment. But there's some interesting things when we use the talking. This is a great video, es un video genial, hablando de cómo hacer las cosas, cuánta energía, cuánta tierra. Y lo que necesitamos realmente, hablando solo de la tierra, para producir la energía y el poder, bueno, la energía y la luz que necesitamos para todos los días. Así es muy, muy interesante, como habéis visto, tiene algunas ilustraciones en las imágenes que ayuda, espero. Y vamos a mirar las expresiones y las palabras ahora. Okay, so... As we go here, let's see how you did. All right. Vamos a ver cómo habéis salido de acertar las palabras, si estáis haciendo esto con los huecos en el documento. Okay. We have it takes up. Takes up is ocupar. To take space could be coger espacio. This is take up, es ocupar. Como takes up, es como una forma distinta cuando ponemos el up, right? Requires mines to plant and burn. So requiere, right? Nuclear. So we have electricity from coal. This is the dinosaur. This is the old energy. And then we have nuclear power, right? Which takes mines, the facilities to refine, a reactor, and a place to store the spent fuel. Okay, so you think of the space needed for nuclear. Renewable energy needs wind turbines, solar panels, the space for that. And that depends on the power source. So say you wanted to power this little light bulb, yep, with fossils like coal. Well, so fossil fuels can produce up to 2,000 watts per square meter. So 2,000 watts. A credit card sized chunk of land is all you would need to power the light bulb, right? However, when nuclear power, you only need, you know, the size of you know, in the palm of your hand, right? And then with solar power, you would need, you know, a little bit more space, twice the size of a cafeteria tray, and wind power would take roughly 7 meters. So the wind power, so you need more space with wind, and about half the size maybe of a parking space to power the bulb. So it's giving us an idea, nos da una idea de los espacios y la cantidad de espacio que hace falta. Okay. All right, let's go to exercise two. Okay, this is exercise two. And we're going to simply listen, vamos a escuchar a la segunda parte, intentar combinar estas frases. And the idea is how much to power for solar you need this amount, well, or this amount, these, estos no van juntos en línea. Tienes que elegir y adivinar, escuchar para hacer las combinaciones correctas. Okay, nuclear roughly 4,000, nuclear at least 95, is nuclear 2 million, or is nuclear 1,200 square meters? So, and y luego tiene una comparación de más o menos el mismo espacio como la área de Gran Bahama, la isla. Okay, so that is what we're going to try to do to combine these. So, si podemos escuchar el audio para esta parte, Ify.
Muy bien.
Of the space needed. Of course, building energy infrastructure in a desert, a rainforest, a town, or even in the ocean are completely different prospects. And energy sources monopolize the space they occupy to very different extents. Take wind power. Wind turbines need to be spread out, sometimes half a kilometer apart, so that the turbulence from one turbine doesn't reduce the efficiency of the others. So much of the land needed to generate wind power is still available for other uses. But the baseline amount of space still matters, because cities and other densely populated areas have high electricity demands, and space near them is often limited. Our current power infrastructure works best when electricity is generated where and when it's needed, rather than being stored or sent across long distances. Still, space demands are only part of the equation. As of 2020, two-thirds of our electricity comes from fossil fuels. Every year, electricity generation is responsible for about 27% of the more than 50 billion tons of greenhouse gases we add to the atmosphere. Accelerate.
Vale.
Consider the space needed to power cities, countries, and the whole world. It adds up fast. Today, the world uses 3 trillion watts of electricity. To power the entire world with only fossil fuels, you'd need at least about 1,200 square kilometers of space, roughly the area of Grand Bahama Island. With nuclear energy, you'd need almost 4 times as much space at a minimum, roughly 4,000 square kilometers, a little less than the area of Delaware. With solar, you need at least 95,000 square kilometers, approximately the area of South Korea. With wind power, you'd need 2 million, about the area of Mexico. For each power source...
Muy bien, perfecto, perfecto. Espero que hayas podido escuchar más o menos las combinaciones utilizando las tres columnas o tres partes que tenemos aquí. Lo que necesita. ¿Qué necesita para solar? ¿Qué necesita de espacio? ¿Y qué, cómo comparas para tener una idea más razonable? Okay. So we have with solar, you need for the whole world, you need with wind, you need and nuclear, you need. So let's find out what this was. So I'm going to do this one as you're doing it at home. With solar, you need at least 95 square kilometers, which is approximately the area of South Korea. Okay, compared to, let's look at wind. Wind, you need 2 million square kilometers, which is about the area of Mexico. Nuclear, not as big, right? Nuclear is roughly 4,000 square kilometers, which is a little less than the area of Delaware, a small state in the United States. And for the entire world, right, you need 1 1,200 square kilometers, right, which is roughly the area of the Bahama Island. Okay, so it's interesting to see the amount of space that's needed for these the quantity here, and listening to the amount and seeing this gives us an appreciation. Nos da una idea que podemos apreciar. It gives us the appreciation for what we need as a world to have the electricity just in the space of land. Okay. Bueno, tenemos una última parte. Sí, y esto, si tenemos un voluntario, sería la última oportunidad para un voluntario para y podemos escuchar primero la última pista, Ethi, y luego con un voluntario vamos a intentar hacer o contestar estas preguntas. How much space do nuclear plants require? How much more expensive are nuclear plants? How many marginal costs do renewables have? How much wind and sunlight do you need to generate electricity? And how available are renewable resources? Si podemos escucharlo dos veces, Ethi, luego y luego con una última voluntario, sería genial.
Muy bien, vamos a intentar conseguirte eso. Bueno, que...
Vale, y yo no sé qué ha pasado con... Oye, no sé qué ha pasado con el volumen... Pero para mí el volumen
está muy bajo.
Ha sido un poco raro, que suena que no está enchufado en
sí, suena que... Lo estoy compartiendo con otra aplicación, no directamente lo del vale. Vídeo. De todas formas, he mandado el enlace por el chat para que quien vale. Quiera directamente escucharlo lo pueda escuchar. Empezamos vale, en el minutito 3:24.
Vale.
Cost is another consideration. Nuclear plants don't emit greenhouse gases and don't require much space, but they're way more expensive to build than solar panels or wind turbines and have waste to deal with. Renewables have almost no marginal costs. Unlike with plants powered by fossil fuels, you don't need to keep purchasing fuel to generate electricity. But you do need lots of wind and sunlight, which are more available in some places than others.
Hasta ahí es el trocito este del vídeo. Lo vuelvo a poner, ¿vale?
Vale.
Cost is another consideration. Nuclear plants don't emit greenhouse gases and don't require much space, but they're way more expensive to build than solar panels or wind turbines and have waste to deal with. Renewables have almost no marginal costs. Unlike with plants powered by fossil fuels, you don't need to keep purchasing fuel to generate electricity. But you do need lots of wind and sunlight, which are more available in some places than others.
Pues ahí está, Brian. Te vuelvo a pasar el control para que puedas mostrar ahí tu pantalla.
Vale.
Y a ver estos voluntarios o voluntarias... tenemos por aquí. Voy a ver si... A ver, un momentito. Tengo a José Ángel, a ver si... Bueno, vamos a hacer una cosa. Voy a bajar las manos sí. Y ahí quien quiera, por favor, presentarse voluntario, pues que nos vuelva a pulsar ahí el simbolito de la mano y así abrimos. Vamos a ver... Tenéis que volver a pulsar. Si lo habéis pulsado antes, por favor.
¿Tenemos a alguien? Es la última oportunidad. Antes de cenar.
Sí.
Bueno, va, cenar.
Venga, hombre, alguien se para Brian, para que no se diga.
Venga, venga, antes de venga. La hora de cerveza. Puede ser. Esto es para ganar la cervecita.
Sí, esto es el jamón, acordaros. El
jamón.
Además, ahora para, claro, ahora para Navidad. Además, va a ser ya, vamos a empezar con la cesta de septiembre.
Estamos ya empezando la temporada, llegando al final, a la Navidad. Entonces, la cesta
Hace estaba a incluir el jamón seguro y un lomo, además del bueno,
lomo,
de Utah.
Y unos quesos.
Bueno. Vamos a ir completando la cesta, pero no, parece ser que no, no tenemos voluntarios para la cesta. Ahora ya
no, bueno, no pasa nada. Hemos tenido muy buena participación antes y la verdad, esta parte es un poco más difícil. No se puede sacar las respuestas así tan rápido necesariamente. Entonces, no pasa nada. Lo que tenemos aquí es para intentar escuchar y con los detalles de cosas en contexto. Algunas veces es luego más difícil sacar las palabras exactas e incluso el concepto. Si estás escuchando o mirando una cosa que te distrae un poco de otra parte de la respuesta. Entonces, esto realmente es un ejercicio para hacer en casa después, para hacer con tranquilidad, escucharlo, intentar ponerle una respuesta según el tipo de hueco, de una frase, combinando cosas. Entonces, la verdad, este trabajo no es solo para ahora. ¿Vale, chicos? Ok. So, let's look at how much space do nuclear plants require. These were very quick answers, okay? And the answers were that in these, and so it's a way to see, lo que estamos viendo es con unas preguntas, según lo que hemos estado, lo que llevamos estudiando hoy, un contexto muy de natural, en un contexto que tiene que ver con el mundo real, la forma real de hablar. Okay, so how much space do nuclear plants require? They don't require much space. They don't require much space. No necesita mucho espacio. They don't require, no requiere mucho espacio. So they don't require much space. Okay, how much space do they require? They don't require much space. All right. Number two, how much more expensive are nuclear plants to build? Well, they are way more. ¿Qué significa way? ¿Qué significa way? ¿Es una manera? No. ¿Es un camino? No. Es una forma de decir que pues mucho más. Mucho más. Way. Buah. Es una forma de dar una importancia a la perdón, es una dando una exageración, way more expensive. Entonces, eso es lo que significa. And number three, how many marginal costs do renewables have? Marginal costs. And this is the great thing about renewable energies. They have almost no marginal costs. Hay otros costes, pues tienen algunas, pero relativamente muy, muy poca. Almost no marginal costs. Number four, how much wind and sunlight do you need to generate electricity? Pues, you need lots. You need lots. Necesitas un montón. Right. So lots of wind, lots of energy, lots of sunlight. We know that. But yeah, eso es lo que han dicho en el video. You need lots. How available are renewable resources? Bueno, esto, no sé si llegamos a este punto en el video, pero obviamente la respuesta tiene sentido, right? How available are these renewable resources, or the renewable sources, las fuentes de energía renovable? They are more available in some places than others. Spain is one of course, the leading countries for wind power and solar power, but especially wind power. And they're wanting to put more and more and more. There are some issues, algunos asuntos, unas polémicas, algunas zonas. Pero bueno, estamos cada vez más yendo en la dirección, we're going more and more and more in the direction of needing these renewable resources and renewable energies. So, that's it. We have gotten to the end. Guys, I want to say thank you for making it today. Thank you for coming today. Thank you for staying with us today, staying with me, and for the effort that you put in. You are step by step by step progressing, and little bit by little bit, how much have you improved today? How many more classes will you need to improve? I hope you have improved a bit with your listening, a bit with some vocabulary, the structures. We have learned the difference between countables and uncountables, focusing on those, how much, the uncountable things, and how many, the things you can count. Eso ha sido el objetivo de hoy. Así, gracias a todo el mundo. Bueno, Ify, ha sido un placer estar en equipo contigo de nuevo y gracias por todo.
Gracias a ti. Bueno, pues nos despedimos. Que tengáis una estupenda tarde. Nos vemos aquí en el próximo seminario de la ECLA. Y nada, ahora os dejamos también la presentación de Brian para que la tengáis y el tema del vídeo para que lo podáis ver ahí entero. Gracias, que tengáis buena tarde. Gracias, Brian. Un abrazo. Hasta luego.
Gracias. Chao. See you later.
Escuela de Administración Pública de Castilla y León.